You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
There's a 71-year-old, now I think he's 72-year-old, Golden Bachelor. For those of you, I'm not going to give any spoilers out, but there are a lot of women that are over the age of 50 clamoring for this guy. I am not one of them.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poter.
And I'm his glorious mother, Karen Lee Poter.
Glorious.
I'm glorious today.
Morning glory over there.
Yeah.
Morning glory and I are back in the studio. We had a long hiatus.
It's a long hiatus, but and we were missed.
We were in your closet for 1 week. We decided this is not going to work. We're back in the studio.
Yeah, I don't even think we told our producer what's been happening. We've been producing in my closet.
Incognito. Yep. And we're delighted to be back in this beautiful studio. Let's launch into the question of the week, Mother.
And you came up with this question.
Yes. Have you ever broken something? We're talking furniture, bones, etc. during sex. What happened and what was the aftermath?
I'd like to hear from you first.
Yes, I've broken both furniture and boners, not bones.
Oh.
So furniture, it actually happened the same night as basically the ball breaker.
I knew you were going to talk about
that. I mean,
that was
a very rough night.
It was a rough night because you ended up in the hospital.
Landed me in the hospital, having broken my epididymis. A week later,
you
ended
didn't
up
break your
pissing
epididymis.
Out blood. Yeah, why?
It's not a broken epididymis.
Inflamed.
It has some inflammation.
Yeah. Oh, some inflammation. Pissing up blood and discharge. You think that's inflammation?
How did that even happen? Only you. It's
overuse. This is what happens. You have sex once a year. You want to make up for lost time, and you overdo it. It's like a marathon runner just not having prepared at all and just running the race.
And then we ended up having that girl on our podcast.
Yes.
She said she was waiting to be asked.
Very chill. Very chill. You can go. It's probably episode 11 or something. Very early.
No, not that. I'm going within the 50s.
Okay. Whatever. It's called the ball breaker episode. But that night also, as I've mentioned many times, I was fucking on many different surfaces and levels. One of the levels was my office chair.
Your office chair.
And I fully...
Same person. What was going on?
We're fucking on an office chair. And next thing you know, the arm of the chair goes down.
And you fell?
Completely. I think she was jostled out of place. And then we continued on.
You jostled in place.
The best part of the story, though, is that I realized I had given the office chair to my roommate after college. And he took the office chair with one arm.
And never understood, and full of jism, too.
Never understood why he only had an office chair with one arm.
That's interesting.
Saw that in his house later on. Yeah, jism.
Lord knows what's going on in that chair.
What have you broken during sex?
Well, I first thought about the time I was with D's, and it was like New Year's Eve, and we were really drunk on tequila, and nothing broke, thank God, but I was somehow flung out of bed.
Flung?
Flung out of the bed on the floor.
What is it? Flung? Nothing, like a jack in the box?
I don't know what the hell happened. It would not happen today. I would kill him if he did that today, but those are one of the earlier days.
In the early days, you got that new relationship energy. You can start flying each other around the room, huh?
Now we're lucky to fly into a different position on the bed. But
what happens there? Why does everything just stale?
It's not stale. Why not be comfortable? Who needs to be in contorted positions on top of a stove?
Why do you feel the need earlier?
Because then you're just trying out new shit.
You're seeing how far can this person go?
I don't know. What if the sneaky freaks would write in and tell us why that joie de vivre goes away?
The novelty. I hear this in all relationships.
Well, I mean, can you just imagine, like, you've got two kids, under the age of like 5, what are you going to, swing from the rafters and you have your kids come in the room and see that?
I just don't know why the time, I guess it's with anything.
We're getting philosophical. Well,
I'm just wondering why are,
because nobody feels like
changes over time.
Nobody feels like getting into contorted positions where you're going to end up hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I knew someone else recently who told me that she has two chairs. One of the chairs is missing because it's been in the shop from when they were having sex in the chair and the whole chair collapsed.
She's getting that repaired.
It's getting repaired.
Oh, see, but she made that mistake.
I wanted to tell you about what happened to me.
Okay, what happened then?
I was in college.
Yeah.
And we were living in a sorority.
Yeah.
And I was doing it with some guy named...
Doing the dirty.
I'm going to keep his name out of it.
Okay. No one asked for his name.
I'm just keeping it out.
Okay. I don't... This guy is probably like...
What?
He's not listening to this podcast. Let's just say that.
Oh, he's not a sneaky freak?
He's probably not a sneaky freak. He's probably much older. What you seeing? You're doing this in college. He's an old,
fuck like me.
Wait, there's no way he's listening to this podcast.
How do you know the demographics of this podcast? You don't think there's older people like my age listening to this podcast?
Very, no, there actually are.
Kidding me?
Look
there's a lot of sneaky
Tom the Elder Statesman, of course.
In his 70s.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I am in bed in my sorority. First of all, we had these like gooseneck lamps. And we had shag carpeting.
What the fuck is a gooseneck lamp?
You know, like the light can be moved with a cord.
Oh, yeah, type of
thing.
Of course.
I don't know. So I put it on the ground for mood lighting. I put it on the shag carpeting.
I can't believe this is a story I've never heard. 8 years of doing this podcast, you've never heard the story. Go on.
Okay, so there's two parts to the story. Imagine if you take a light bulb and put it onto shag carpeting. What could possibly happen?
I don't know.
A fire.
What?
Yeah, smoking. Okay, wait.
You caused a fire?
More. Every time I was with him, we would bang up against the wall and knock the next door neighbor's shelves down. You heard this story, right?
Of course I heard that part of the story.
She was good natured about it. She thought it was funny that every time her whole bookshelf just fell down on top of her.
If my neighbor
did that,
was pushing my bookshelf off the wall and onto me by fucking all the time, I would have burned their fucking room down.
Well, we saw that there was a burn mark in the shag carpeting the same night as the shelves falling off the wall. So
on her side?
On my side.
So you burned your rug and you destroyed her apartment. So basically you destroyed two apartments in the course of one sexual encounter.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then there was another burning incident with your father.
What are you burning all this shit?
We were fucked up, for example, and we're going to light a fire in the fireplace.
Okay.
Okay. We never thought to open the flue of the fireplace. So, and we never realized that as we were like making out in the living room, that the place was filled with smoke because we were smoking weed probably. And amongst other things, who else? And all of a sudden, it turns out there were two things going on. He had three roommates. One of the roommates had put on soup, went upstairs to go to sleep, and left the soup on. So that was steaming and boiling over and smoking. And then the fireplace was smoking. It's a miracle I'm alive today.
That is out of control.
Yeah.
You lived on the wild side, mother.
I did take a walk on the wild side many a time.
Many walks on the wild side. Well, should we turn to our sneaky freaks and find out when they've broken things?
I know you think of me as an old fuck, but I still want to walk on the wild side now and then.
Oh, you walk on the wild side.
Yeah, now
I saw you walk on the wild side. We'll get into that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Oh, a little teaser, eh?
A little teaser for a little later, talking about concerts.
Oh,
we'll get into it.
Yeah, I forgot about our concerts.
Okay. Sneaky freak question of the week. Have you ever broken something, furniture, bones, etc., during sex? What happened and what was the aftermath?
And did anything light on fire?
And you can text us in your answers at 310-356-3920. You give us a text and we'll send you a weekly question and you'll be part of our little sneaky freak family. We'll start with Jody. Ready for this?
I'm always ready for Jody.
Jody says, once upon a college student time...
See, there you go. Back to the college days. That's when the fun starts.
My partner at the time and I were doing it on a futon. There were two other couples in the room also doing it at the same time.
I love that. It's almost like an orgy, but not.
Yeah, no swapping, unfortunately, she says.
Okay.
Unknown to the ladies, the guys were having a contest to who could make the girls moan and scream the loudest. What the fuck?
What does it mean, unknown?
I guess
so
she didn't know
at
the time.
Were they whispering to each other? Let's see who can do the loudest.
There must have been a lot of preparation leading up to this. How do you get three couples?
I was once in a situation like that. Were you ever in a situation? Not with three couples, but two couples, me and another couple.
Really? Fucking around?
Not fucking around. We were different levels.
Different? Oh, different stories?
Different stories of one.
But you hurt each other?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've never done anything like that.
Well, maybe you should.
So we're all going at it, and we hear a crack. And then next thing I know, we're falling mid-stroke and slam onto the ground. The futon completely buckled and collapsed with us on top of it. We won and didn't tell anyone how the futon broke. Oh, this is very noisy when the
very
futon
noisy.
Breaks.
Yeah.
Joseph says, my fiance regularly rips the headboard off the bed. Usually I flip her around so our heads are on the high part and wait until we finish to fix it.
Have you ever pulled a headboard on?
I've never done, no. Have you?
I always think about when I'm in a hotel that people probably do that on the headboard.
Yeah, I think about that as well. What is happening? You'd think that Joseph says regularly rips the headboard.
What position is he in? That's
and then why not drill the headboard into the wall or something to make it more stable?
I'm going with that she is somehow sitting on his face. That's what's happening.
Okay.
And she's holding onto the headboard and scratching them. I would be pissed because the leather on the headboard could get all scratched up that way.
Yeah, it's true. Shay says it was in high school and we were playing around in his bedroom at his dad's house while his dad wasn't home. I was on top and the bed wasn't super stable. There was a bookshelf that held a lamp by it that served as a nightstand.
That
God.
Sounds like me.
Here we go with the fucking gooseneck. From the bed shaking with the harder and faster we went, the lamp kept inching closer to the edge without either of us knowing it. It eventually fell on top of my boyfriend's head. It shattered, and he got a pretty bad gash on his forehead.
I'm sorry for laughing. I did the visual of that one. This thing is falling onto his head and breaking. It's dangerous.
We stopped immediately, and I did the worst wrapping around his head with a home first aid kit. Looked like a terrible war movie wrapping. And made up a crazy story about what happened to his head when his father did come home. His dad insisted we go to the hospital to get him checked for a concussion, and he ended up needing stitches. We just wanted to not end up being on Sex Sent Me to the ER. I think his dad definitely knew. Love the show. So glad you guys are back. Shay.
Thanks, wow. Shay.
Shay, you know, not the only one that ended up in the ER for this type of thing.
Exactly. I think, you know.
There's a certain pride that comes with that.
But just the visual of him wrapping like a tourniquet around his head.
Yeah.
And then he needed stitches because of the lamp.
Brutal.
And he said, I bent the titanium plate in my fibula from screwing my girlfriend 6 days after surgery. I should have known better than to get on top.
Oh, geez.
What was he thinking?
The fibula. There's the tibia and the fibula.
Tibia.
I think it's and then the ulna.
The ulnar nerve is the one I had operated on.
Not ulnar, ulna.
The ulna.
Tibia and fibula, I believe, in the leg.
So he was on top. Why didn't he just go on the bottom?
Tom, the other statesman, weighs in here. He broke things twice.
Why doesn't this surprise me?
Once going at it full tilt and camp on a camping cot, totally collapsed and the wooden frame splintered. After initial shock, we pushed the debris aside and got going again. Another time, we broke the knob off the stick shift in an Opel Kadett.
Okay, what that is? That's before my time even. An Opel Kadett?
He goes on to say, those cars were too damn small for getting it on.
Have you ever gotten it on in a car?
Yeah.
You have?
Fuck, you're so surprised.
I'm totally shocked.
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
We've talked about this on the show.
Which car?
I went through a whole phase. I was constantly hooking them in the cars. I don't know. Maybe I...
Did you also vomit?
Vomiting in the car. What?
Remember, I had that experience with the Datsun when I opened the... Same guy, by the way, that with the fucking knocking the shelves and burning the carpet. Took me in a Datsun 280Z. I started having sex in the car and we were drinking. I opened the car door. I vomited and went back to having sex.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. So nasty.
Why do these things come back to me? I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I remember that
vividly. Remember fucking puking during sex.
In a Datsun 280Z. Tom was in an Opel. That Opel doesn't sound. I think that sounds even smaller than a Datsun 280Z. We have to find out about the Opel. I'm going to look it up.
He says those cars were too damn small to get for getting it on. My dad wanted to know what had happened. I made up some BS story, but I think he had a good idea what happened. Tom, you've lived a lifetime.
And Tom always has a story to tell.
Yeah, he too in this situation.
He's past the 70s.
The first one is a camping cot, of course. He's always outdoors, living it up.
I don't know what he's doing out there.
You know exactly what he's just fucking in the forest.
Oh, Jess says, sadly, very sadly, the only thing my husband and I have ever broken during sex is our large bottles of Uber Lube.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Uber Lube, not to save the day.
Sad, sad days for sure, but the sex was totally worth them and more.
Wow.
Wait, why does she have two huge bottles? I mean, it's nice to have a bottle of Uber Lube on your nightstand, but you need two of them?
I guess in case one breaks during sex.
Well, it's both broke.
What?
She said the yeah.
Large bottles.
Bottles, plural of
wow.
Uber Lube to save the day.
You know what I say? You can never have too much Uber Lube.
I agree.
Mr. Bean says, happy hump day, old bull hunk.
Okay. Mr. Bean.
Why does he always call me bull hunk?
You might want to know. Some sneaky freaks don't know who Mr. Bean is.
Okay.
So Mr. Bean came into our lives at the beginning of the podcast.
8 years ago.
8 years ago. Because he talked about an experience he had of sticking pop rocks up his anus.
Beans in his rectum.
Beans in his rectum. And we dubbed him Mr. Bean after that. He likes to have sex with sheep.
These are all little details we've discovered over the years.
Yeah.
But Mr. Bean has adopted a nickname for me.
Bullhunk.
Bullhunk, always.
You love that.
No, I don't love that he calls me Bullhunk. Especially given that he likes to fuck animals. Tim says, when my wife and I were teenagers, we were always horny and looking for places to hide to have sex. One night, we decided the pop-up camper in the backyard would be a good idea. Uh-oh. You know what a pop-up camper is?
What is it?
It's like a big camper van, but he goes on to say, it's the type that has the beds that slide out on each end. You know, have you ever seen like in a camper van that... The ends that kind of extend when you even sleep in there.
Are you talking about like a tent?
Talking about a car, like a big fucking van, like an RV type of shit.
Okay.
He goes on to say, we tipped it over. They were fucking
the
one
whole
of those,
thing tipped over?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They didn't know that they didn't have stabilizer. The stabilizer feet weren't down.
Oh.
When we got into the bed, we tipped it over.
Holy cow, Tim, that is a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, fucking, it ultimately didn't break anything, thankfully, because I thought my father was going to kill us, but they were none the wiser. Lesson of the day, make sure the stabilizers are down on the camper before you try and have sex. Very good idea. As a nomad, I appreciate that type of education. You know, you're learning things on this podcast.
Yes, we are good about educating our listeners.
Yeah.
The sneaky freaks are our listeners. We love you guys, and you have some very crazy-ass stories. But that's why we love you, because otherwise it'd be boring. We'd only be able to hear about my knocking the shelves off the walls.
If you'd like to participate in future Questions of the Week, please do us a favor. Give us a text, 310-356-3920. That number is in our episode's description. Shall we give a little update about our lives? What's going on?
I think we should, Cam.
Since we're doing this every 3 weeks, it means that there's a lot that passes
there's
and
a lot
transpires.
That goes on. I went on a craze of deciding, what am I waiting to live my life for? I'm just going to start going out all the time and going to a lot of concerts and plays. And I just buy tickets like it's going out of style.
You've been doing a lot of shit recently.
I've been doing crazy shit.
Crazy shit. What are some things that you've done?
Oh, I went to see Mandy Patinkin. That's just downright nuts.
Absolutely
Mandy Patinkin's
insane.
A 70-something-year-old man who... sings.
I love him.
A lot of Broadway show tunes, which I love, but he also does a lot of like Yiddish songs. It's a very Jewish audience, I noticed.
Yeah. You decided to interview all of them.
I interviewed quite a few people, and it's on my, I think it's on Instagram. We interviewed people, their Mandy stories. And one of them talked about how I think she plowed into him on the highway, or he plowed into her. They got in a fender bender together.
And no one gives a shit.
All right.
What I want to hear what happened during the concert.
During the concert, Everyone knows my boyfriend Deez loves Manny Patinkin.
Okay. Everyone knows.
I don't know why he fell in love. He said ever since he heard him sing Somewhere the Rainbow, Over the Rainbow, he just went crazed.
Okay.
Well, and also because he liked him from Homeland. He was the lead in Homeland. You, of course, didn't watch that show.
I did watch that show.
You did?
Yes.
With me?
I'm going to say this is a needless detail.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, anyway, during the concert, some guy shouted. I wasn't sitting with Deez because we had an extra ticket somewhere else. I was with your sister. During the concert, someone shouts out, "I love you, Mandy." I was convinced it was Deez. Okay. I was convinced.
Yeah, because Deez would do outbursts like that.
And so then Mandy says, you know what? I'm so glad I love you too, but there was a woman that shouted out, she loves me. And then I found out she was stalking me. And I decided to go completely Tourette's and shout out, "That was me."
Why did you just scream out?
I don't know what happened.
Stalked? Well, and what was his response when he heard that you were the stalker?
I just think he moved on from the discussion.
Yeah, I would move on.
Because the last time I went to see him in concert, he had 100-something fever. This was many years ago.
Oh, no.
And we were told that he's going to come out and meet and greet after the show.
You're going to do a meet and greet with someone with a 107 fever?
This is way before COVID. This is probably 10 or 20 years.
You're fine with the fever?
I didn't care because I'm in love with him, too.
Okay.
So I walk up and I say to him, I hold my hand out like a stop sign and I go, "Don't speak. I just want to tell you I love you."
Oh my fucking God.
What possessed me?
You're nuts.
I somehow go into some sort of weird groupie mode when I see celebrities and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you do.
I stalked him last time and I couldn't find him and I ended up stalking Diane Keaton.
You just go from one to the other?
She was in the audience and she was walking and I'm like, oh, I'll just start talking to her then. Okay. Moving along. So that was
I went to my own version of Mandy Patinkin. First of all, I wasn't invited to Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You were invited to Hall & Oates, except we didn't have the Oates. We had the Hall.
Disaster.
What do you mean disaster?
Let me describe first. When choosing to go to my own concerts, I went to a Brazilian band. I was the only non-Brazilian in the audience.
I think that's a great move.
Yeah, I saw a band called Falamansa, and they do a specific style of Brazilian music called Forró.
Forró.
Yeah. It's a whole dance that goes with it.
You love it.
I went alone. That's how much I love it.
I am so impressed. I would never go to a dance club by myself.
It was not a dance club. It was a full concert by myself.
It was a concert with seats?
No. It's a dancing.
Excuse me.
No, we're not dancing. There's no seats. The point is, when you're alone, you can be whoever the fuck you want to be. You can go. You don't need to justify, hey, let's go to this, over here, or let's go over here. You can, every song, you can go to a different place.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. You move like a chameleon.
You got to pretend, though, that you're with someone and they're in the bathroom.
Why?
I don't know.
You think you're a loser if you go alone? I'll tell you why.
I didn't think you're a loser.
First of all,
I think you're brave and confident.
I didn't think I would be noticed having gone alone, you know? I thought
you would notice, though.
I'm walking past a group of 40-something-year-old women.
Cougars.
One of them grabs me and goes, "Are you here alone?"
It's like, quite obvious.
I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Do you know how to dance Forró?" And I was like, "Of course."
Of course.
And then she smashes me together with her very cute friend.
Oh.
Phenomenal. I couldn't believe it. Physically smashed us together.
Did you get their phone numbers?
No. Why is that the first thing that needs to be asked? Why can't it just be a nice experience?
I just
want to
know if anything occurred afterwards.
Why do I need to? Why?
Nothing. I just was curious.
In itself, it's not enough?
I was just a little curious as if anything had materialized.
It didn't dawn on me to ask for the phone number. I just danced with this person. Now all of a sudden I'm asking for the phone number?
Why not?
No, why? Why? Okay. It seems very aggressive.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened at the end of the night.
When you're dancing like this,
It's dirty dancing kind of thing.
It's very intimate, but it's not. It's so commonplace.
Are you like grinding up against her?
No, not really. But you know what? It's so common that it doesn't mean the same thing as like intimate dancing here. When you don't just dance with strangers here. If you do, you're interested in them sexually, but there you're more interested in the dance. So it's almost inappropriate to ask like, "Hey."
It's not like Patrick Swayze and "I had the time of my life."
No,
nothing like that.
No.
What are you doing then? Salsa?
It's a little similar. No, it's its own style.
Because I know you went to salsa dancing with one of my friends.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the Latin dancing, I'll tell you. I'll tell you where they weren't Latin dancing.
Where?
The Daryl Hall concert.
Excuse me, I'm Hall and Oates without the Oates.
You.
I was so freaking excited about this.
You go, I just got two tickets to Hall and Oates and you're coming with.
Yep.
It's not Hall and Oates, it's just Hall.
It's just Hall of Hall and Oates. And Tad Rundgren, who sang my favorite song all through college, I Want to Bang on the Drum All Day.
Let's just say I don't think anyone at that concert has ever listened to a podcast.
I guarantee not one person has heard a podcast. I guarantee that I might have been the youngest person there.
I think you were the youngest person there.
And then you were the youngest.
I was a child.
Child there. But what bothers me, I'm just going to go on record as saying, don't play your new stuff. I hate that. I don't like new stuff. I wanted to hear Bang on the Drum All Day. I thought that'd be so much fun. Don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. I wanted to hear that.
Not even close. The whole time you were asking.
Not even when he came out, Todd Rundgren comes out screaming, by the way, and acting like he's Mick Jagger, but he's not. And then he comes out at the end with Daryl Hall, and I'm like, oh, they're going to sing Bang on the Drum All Day together. Nope. We're going to do some new shit.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much all new shit. At one point, pretty early on, you looked up the set list, they'll be playing.
And I was disappointed.
And you said, oh, no, this is not going to be good.
Not good. And you know what bothers
me? Not good. They're even not playing it.
Even when they played his old stuff, he played like two songs. He had to do new versions of it. He couldn't just play it. They played one good song.
Which was?
It was the finale.
Oh, You Make My Dreams Come True.
You Make My Dreams
That
Come.
Was fun.
That was
my
fun.
My heart started soaring in that one song.
Right,
that
my it. Heart soared during Todd Rundgren, Hello, It's Me.
Yeah, I didn't.
I thought about
it. I was zero I for that. 14 for the songs.
I know. You kept telling me that, too.
I was counting all the ones I knew, and I was zero. You said, and then you know what's great? Daryl Hall is saying the whole time, oh, this next one, you guys definitely know.
Nope.
You guys definitely know this one. I had no clue.
He didn't do Man Eater. He didn't do any of the ones that I'm familiar with. And when he did, it was...
You know, my favorite part of the concert, though?
Me freaking out? What?
We're walking... First of all, it's all seated, which is insane for a concert.
No one gets up.
It looks like you're watching a fucking movie.
I don't have a problem with that because I can't see over people's heads once they stand.
If people start standing up, the ushers start running at you and saying, sit down. It's not allowed at this concert. Who's ever heard of a concert where you can't stand up and
it's
dance?
It's not like your Brazilian concert, that's for sure.
You literally can't stand up. You can't sit down. You getting banged into?
I don't like that. I'm perfectly fine sitting.
I much prefer the dancing.
And you just stand up at the very, after the very end of a song, you clap and that's it.
I would be down for that if I knew any of the songs, but I was 0 for 14. I was ready to get the fuck out of there.
You weren't having fun just hanging with the old lady? I asked
that
Deez
was nice.
Initially, I'll be honest. I bought the tickets. I said, Deez, you want to go see Hall?
I was second.
Yes. You want to go see Hall of Hall & Oates? He goes, fuck no. It's like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to ask Karen then.
I can't believe I'm fucking...
You were second.
God damn it. I was like, Mom wants to spend time with me. Absolutely. Let's do this. Little did I know... I wasn't even the first choice.
I was going to introduce you to some fun Hall & Oates songs because they have hit after hit. They were probably the top group.
Garbage. It was garbage.
That is so mean.
Mom, that you were at the concert, they didn't sound great and they weren't playing any great songs.
Todd Rundgren was screeching.
But I didn't say my favorite part. We're walking in. You know what I was going to say?
No.
We're walking down the aisle trying to get to our seat.
Oh my God. I forgot about this. Oh my God. These seats are very tight. Very tight. And it's dark because we walked in the middle of the Todd Rundgren singing, screeching something song.
Well, the concert started before the call time. I've never seen a concert like that.
Old people like things starting on time.
I thought maybe mom thought the concert started the wrong time.
It started right at 7:30.
Mom, we walked in at 7:30. He had already started the show. And the whole place was packed.
And it was dark.
This is the opener.
Todd Rundgren is more than an opener. Okay.
He was horrible.
Okay. No, he's not horrible. He just had a bad night. But wait a second. So you squeeze your little bony legs.
I knew more songs at the Brazilian fucking concert than I did at Todd Rundgren or
Daryl Hall.
Daryl Hall. Wait. The whole fucking 3 hour disaster.
Daryl's house.
So I squeezed my ass into our seat. Past these two ladies.
And let me tell you, I don't know how you did that. You kind of like were walking on air. You were like leaped over.
These older women were not willing to stand up.
First of all, it was
up.
One guy, one woman. It was not two women.
No, it was two women.
No.
Yeah, it was. Two older women.
Well, they would not stand up. And they were large people, okay? Very, very large.
and unwilling
to budge to let me in. I was debating if I should crawl on top of their legs. I didn't know what to do. I like started to move and they wouldn't move their legs. So I started encroaching like a tiger. I tried to get around the legs and it's impossible. I'm not good at maneuvering.
Look at you.
Helpless. You and offered no help for me, by the way.
I'm not gonna fucking make a bridge over these people. How are they not standing?
How did you get through there? You're so nimble.
I banged right those old ladies' legs. I smashed them.
You don't give a shit. You probably broke their kneecaps.
They didn't want to get up, so I said, okay, they're going to fucking sit, and I'm going to get it in there.
What is that? They refused to get up.
And then you fucking bulldoze over them, and they still couldn't get through.
They stood up, but that didn't even help. It was still like so claustrophobic. My legs, I couldn't get through. I finally sat down.
I thought you were going to sit on them.
I almost did sit on them. That was the only way to get through, is to scooch my ass on top of their legs. All right. Well,
this image is out of control. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. You also wanted to chat about your doctor visit.
Yeah, I've been getting Okay, so I go see a doctor, and for some reason, he was very engaging, and he was asking me all these very intimate questions about my life. And you know, he was taking inventory of anything that could have possibly caused any kind of like brain injuries and stuff like that. So I decided to tell him the truth.
What do you mean you decided to tell the truth?
Some of the things I told him were not necessary as part of the exam.
Like what?
Like I told him that in college I did Quaaludes. So that might be why.
Why?
I had any problems with my memory.
Why did you share that with the doctor?
I don't know. I couldn't stop. And then...
Is it just, for your own entertainment?
Kind of, yes. I think so. I was entertaining myself. You know I like to do that whenever I'm with doctors. I just talk and talk so they won't come up with any bad shit to tell me.
So he's writing this into his computer?
Yeah, he's writing it in the computer. Because later on, I looked at the computer, the printout the next day, and it says... Patient did Quaaludes in college.
No way.
And then I forgot that I told him. He asked if I ever had any falls. I mean, I'm like, yes, when I was in college, I was working at a bar and some woman grabbed me by the head, pulled me off the bar stool and started smashing my head on the floor.
Why are you telling this to your dad?
I think he needed to know that it wasn't just...
In college, you suffered some brain trauma?
Yes.
Are you fucking...
And he wrote it down. Patient fell off bar stool and was pounded on the ground. I couldn't believe it. This is in my permanent records over at the hospital.
Of what this guy will actually write into. You start making up stories.
I wasn't making up stories. That was a true damn story.
Why are you pushing how far you can get to get him to fucking write it into his computer?
I like to tell him the truth. I didn't think he was going to put it all in my notes.
Oh, my God.
It's in my notes.
Future doctors are going to be like, what is this? I don't want to see this patient.
Have I told you that I've been watching The Golden Bachelor?
I knew that you were watching The Golden Bachelor. I'm surprised you're not on The Golden Bachelor.
No.
What? What? No.
First of all, I have a boyfriend. I cannot be on the Golden Bachelor.
Okay, you couldn't lie and just.
No, okay. I have no desire to lie
you
either because
the podcast
it's
a lot.
I'm not just doing things for the podcast, Cam.
You could have done it.
I'm not going to do that anyway. There's a 71-year-old now. I think he's 72-year-old Golden Bachelor. For those of you, I'm not going to give any spoilers out, but. There are a lot of women that are over the age of 50 clamoring for this guy. I am not one of them. You know what? He's way too nice and way too considerate, and he's crying all the time. And
he's crying.
He's very emotional. You know, and he's got to choose
that.
Which one. You would be great in The Golden Bachelor, except that you're 50 years too young. Or make that 40. But these women are like literally ready to get married to them.
They really want to marry this
so
guy.
So I talked to my mother, who your grandmother is 91 years old.
Okay. I have a question for you.
What?
Why do these women suddenly want to marry this guy? They just met him.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Do you get to a certain age and suddenly you're like, I'll take anything.
Yes.
Any human who seems kind of nice, I would spend time with them. Is that what it is?
It kind of is like that.
Is it?
It kind of is.
Am I going to hit that soon?
You can be that Golden Bachelor then. You get all these women clamoring for you.
You don't think it's the reverse that this guy also
is
dying?
You could be the Silver Bachelor.
What? What does that mean?
When you get silver hair, you could be the Silver Bachelor.
Are you telling me I'm going gray right now?
No, you have a little gray in the front.
What?
Just a tiny bit.
What do you mean I have gray in the front?
Why did you just go and screw up your hair?
What do you mean I have
YouTube,
a little gray in the front?
You had a little gray. Maybe it's just from the angle I'm at.
Yes, it's from the angle.
All right. Well, whatever.
Actually, I had a long time ago. I had an ex,
little bit of gray hair.
A girl who I was hooking up with. She goes, "Oh, I didn't realize you're half gray."
Half gray. Oh, that's a compliment.
What the hell is that?
She thinks you're very mature.
I think she's being serious.
Can we go back to your nana?
My grandma.
Your grandma.
My grandma. Your mother.
My mother.
Yeah.
I say to her, "Mom, have you been watching The Golden Bachelor?" She goes, "Yes." And she goes, "Let me just tell you something. I'm not tempted by him." What the hell?
What does that mean? She would not fall for this guy?
She wouldn't fall for that. She sees right through it. And she also said to
me, "How old is she?"
I told her that I'm thinking of being on a reality TV show. Okay? And she goes, "Seeing is believing." What the hell? I'm getting dissed by my own mother. Seeing is believing.
You would say that shit to me.
I would never say something.
You literally just said I'm gray.
I said you can be the Silver Fox or Silver Bachelor. I think you should go on The Bachelor.
You know, my friends have suggested this.
I think you'd be great.
I think I would lose my fucking mind.
No, you know you do. You'd be the clown, first of all.
I would be so...
All the bachelorettes would leave.
I would, yeah. By the end, there's no way I would decide on one person. I would be way too picky, and I would find fault in everyone.
I know.
It would be a disaster.
Maybe forget the Bachelor.
I've since started therapy to go through that little issue of mine.
What?
Yeah, that was a part of the therapy this week. How do I...
Not be so picky?
Not be such a picky fuck.
Yeah.
That was the tip of the iceberg. I just started. I just started with the therapist. There's nothing funny about the session. Talk about Cam's uppers. He's the real deal. There's no joking around there.
He's serious.
He's very serious. I'm very serious. It's a dark, dark place.
Oh my God! I'm
going in the dungeon with this guy.
Wow.
It's a dark dungeon with this guy. He's brilliant.
Oh my God.
What?
I can't even imagine what those sessions are like.
I've only had one, so TBD.
Remember when you had the one that always had to take a piss or shit before he saw you?
Yeah. I had to ask him to stop.
How can you ask somebody to stop taking a piss or shit?
Because I'm paying fucking every minute is like multiple dollars. So, and plus, it's very useful. He takes 5 minutes. Five of a 45-minute session. What the hell's going on? It's a ninth of our session over here.
Same thing with my therapist.
Yeah?
No, not in terms of having to go piss or poop. But I don't like when there's a lot of silence and she's looking at me.
I'm looking
at her. And nothing is being said. I get very antsy. I want to, come on, let's have a conversation. What's going on here?
No, that's the time you're supposed to see how your brain is responding, how your body's responding.
My brain is not responding at all. It's like, get me the fuck out of here.
I have a feeling as I continue to see this guy, because he said, you know, a lot of people think I don't say much during these sessions. So I just want to warn you that's often going to be the case. And right after he says this, we must have had a 2 or 3 minute silence.
Oh, so awkward, especially on Zoom, because in Zoom, you can't look around the room or anything.
Oh, I'm looking around the room. I think it's worse in a room, maybe. my eyes were flying around.
What were you looking at?
I'm trying to find out what my brain is thinking during that moment.
Well, I'm not trying to find out what my brain's thinking. This is an uncomfortable situation.
I bet you I'm going to get a good 10 minutes of silence at one of these times.
And how do you know that he's not like texting somebody while you're...
He's sitting there. Should we go into hit on or shit on?
Yeah, of course.
This is the segment where we look at your comments, determine if they are a hit on or a shit on. Mother, what do we got?
Well, we had a couple shit ons from my own mother.
And you...
The ones that I just described.
Oh, yeah.
Those came out a few minutes early.
But okay.
My mother telling me I'll see it when I believe it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I decided to go on Twitter just to see what's going on.
Okay.
Is this just a hit on or shit on?
Maybe just to see what's going on.
I just like to see what's going
on.
In
the world or what?
No, on my messages.
Oh, it's of course for you. Okay.
You know, I just like to see what's going on in the old Twitter messages, which, by the way, they have the new logo and everything.
X.
What's with that? Why can't we just leave it at Twitter with the tweets?
You haven't been hearing all the fucking
I understand, but
news about this shit?
Okay, first of all,
why do you care?
I understand the X thing.
Why?
But can I just say something? I like the tweets. Now, can you still call it tweets, or now they're calling
who
X?
Who gives a shit?
Well, you seem to be up on this.
I don't care at all about this. Why is this getting your feathers all ruffled?
I like the tweets. I don't like it when it's
you
just...
You can still call them tweets. Okay. Everyone will know exactly
what we're
talking
about. Well,
we had
this message tweet.
Okay.
Hello. Am a huge fan of yours. Can I get an old lady as a friend with benefits, maybe?
That's nice. It's a hit on.
It's a hit on. That's kind of a shit on. He says, can I get an old lady?
Yeah.
Old lady does not sound like a hit on to me. It sounds like a shit on.
How about Maria Torres?
Oh, what is that?
Maria Torres says, I'm size 8 if you fuck Joel.
I didn't know what that meant.
The fuck? Our producer? Is that you?
Joel? Did you
tweet? Write I'm size 8 if you fuck?
It's a lie? It's not size 8? Okay.
Is that a hit on or a shit on?
I don't know. That's why I brought it up to you.
I think it's a hit on. I think it's a proposition. Or if you fuck, this person is a size 8. Size 8 of what?
I didn't know if it was a clothing size, shoe size, or dick size. I'm going with dick size.
Yeah, I'm going
with
dick.
But then why would it be called Maria?
Who knows? This could be a penis-owning woman. Who knows?
Yeah. That's it for hit on or shit on.
That is not it for hit on. You think you're the only one that gets hit on or shit on?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that you had some, too.
I got a text the other day.
What'd you get?
I got this text while I'm at dinner alone.
Oh, why do you add alone?
Because it was kind of a sad image. I was at a restaurant alone eating dinner. I was starving and tired and in a bad mood. And then I get a message from a strange number. Hello, Dr. Sung Chol Kang. My friend Vivian recommended you to me. I'm Sarah. I hurt my leg at yoga yesterday. I do not know what to do now. Can you help me?
You're Dr. Sung Yang Hei?
Sung Chol Kang. Yeah. They send me a picture of this leg. I swear to God, I'm going to pull... If you're looking on YouTube, this is...
Can I see this, please?
A completely beaten...
It looks like someone is...
Beaten up leg.
Yeah.
There's welts all over this place.
By the way, is the person naked?
I think that this person was trying to... I think it's someone trying to...
See if you're in an S&M?
No.
Get money
the
from you?
Fuck? No.
What?
Yeah, get money from me. Definitely. How for sex or something.
This is a hit on? Are you showing you a beat up leg?
So then I respond, hey, Sarah, unfortunately, you have the wrong number. I'm sorry to hear about your leg, though, and I hope you heal soon. Just out of curiosity, what pose leads to this type of injury?
You asked?
Yeah. Oh, I'm on to them.
You're on. Is this a bot?
No, I don't think it's a bot. I think it's a fucking catfisher trying to show me off that leg. And I want to know, okay, prove it. That you were in yoga doing
it. You know
this.
Yoga.
I know yoga. I've never seen anyone come close to a welted wound. And this is during my dinner. I don't want to even see this image when I'm
How
eating.
How horrifying.
I'm eating a fucking salad with a nice apricot pomegranate vinaigrette. I don't need to see this. I like that salad. It's very fresh.
Apricot?
Yeah.
Vinaigrette?
Yeah.
Pomegranate. Sweet and salty?
It's salty. It's not so salty. Anyway, the person responds, "Thank you. You are so kind. I think you must be a gentleman. It's an honor to meet you.
This is a bot.
What's your name?" No.
Oh, it's a bot.
It's not a bot. This is a huge, this is a catfisher.
That's what I'm saying. It's a catfishing bot.
And then they respond, "I accidentally fell while practicing yoga." Yeah.
So they know about you like yoga instructors.
No, they don't.
That's always the genre of porn you said you liked.
First of all, that was maybe in the first 3 years of the podcast. I've evolved many times since, a lifetime since.
I know. You like that Nuru shit.
Okay. You know what? Are you going through my whole history?
Oh, what's the other one? A doctor patient?
No. You know what? All right. I could discuss my own sex life. Thank you. Okay. My sexual interests.
So this is, my friend got a bot like this and went on for like months until she finally said, "Let's FaceTime." And that's when the guy ran away.
Mm-hmm. Why do they want that?
I think to get money. I think this girl's trying to get money out of you. Cam, you were catfished.
I was totally catfished.
So what did they respond and say?
What?
What did they say when you asked?
I didn't respond.
No, what did they say when you asked them how they can get in that position?
They said they fell accidentally during yoga. Then I knew that they were fucking lying to me.
Was it Warrior 3? Because I always lose my balance.
But I don't know. But this is not what I want to experience when I'm already feeling lonesome at dinner.
And with your apricot vinaigrette.
With my apricot pomegranate vinaigrette. All right. That's hit on or shit on.
Yeah, I'm going with that's a shit on.
That's a shit on. Yeah. Thank you for all your comments. And
yeah.
Mother.
Yes.
What kind of mom's news?
Mom's news.
Mom's news. Mom's news is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week, Mother?
From the New York Post, which I was featured on several times for not wearing a bra.
Oh, Jesus.
But interestingly enough, we got this mom's news from your brother-in-law, my son-in-law.
Okay.
I got this in a text.
It's an NY Post.
NY Post.
That's NY Post is actually, you're starting to get a little more legit than the mirror.uk.
I was in the New York Post.
Okay.
Many times.
All right.
Anyway, this guy... Anti-aging obsessed tech mogul Brian Johnson revealed he has reversed aging in his penis by 15 years by undergoing, quote, painful shock therapy on his genitals.
What?
There is this technology. You have a wand and you sit in a chair and the technician uses the wand and basically shocks your penis through acoustic technology, Johnson explained.
And it makes it much younger?
Yeah, it reverses aging of your dick.
What does that even mean? It gets all shorter or it gets like...
It gets stimulated or something.
What does that mean?
Would you ever do this? I was thinking to myself, I can't see Cam ever doing this.
Absolutely not. But what happens as you age? The dick gets shorter? The balls get longer? What happens?
I'm guessing that's what goes on. But he is apparently having some... erectile dysfunction, which has now been eliminated by the shocking.
So basically shocks life into this dick. Psh, psh, no psh. Way. Psh, psh, psh. That's some mom's news if I've ever heard some.
Isn't that amazing?
So do Brian, you recommend this type of...
I do not recommend touching your dick with anything.
With anything ever.
No, just leave a little Uber Loop and call it a day. You have no problems.
Uber Loop to save the day.
Uberloop.com/mom.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the ads.
All right. So that was mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's that time of the month that you guys have all been waiting for. The time of the month that will shock some life into your genitals. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
boring
or
snoozeworthy
or
newsworthy.
It's Cam's Uppers. I mean, this is why when I started talking about the therapy earlier, my mother asked if we're jumping into Cam's Uppers because she was immediately getting bored. But you know what? Sometimes Cam's Uppers is not so boring.
Sometimes it's actually very interesting.
I was inspired by a quote that I recently read from Field. Field is that sex positive dating app that you guys have heard me talk about many times. it's a very fun community of sex positive people. You basically start by sharing what you're fucking get turned on by.
What? You start by sharing what?
What you get turned on by. So in your situation, you'd probably say glory holes on the fucking thing.
Yeah, somebody mentioned glory holes recently.
You.
Oh. No, it wasn't me. It was I was reading something.
You put your desires on there. What would you say on your profile?
I wouldn't say glory holes.
You wouldn't say glory holes?
Me? I'm not going to go in a glory hole.
Okay, so what would you put on your desires?
It's just, there's a difference between fantasy and reality.
I bet you, I know what you put there.
What?
GGG. Have you ever heard that term?
No.
Good giving and game.
Or pillow princess.
Pillow princess, you could put that on there. Yeah. Anyway, I read this thing that Field put out, which said, in search of others, find yourself. In search of others, find
Wait,
yourself.
Wait, you're going to Field to get profound. I thought it's Thich Nhat Hanh. You could find Thich Nhat Hanh in Field.
That's right. Well, I thought this was a great. This makes a lot of sense to me. As you continue to search for what turns you on, you end up learning a lot about yourself. You're out there trying new things, getting in MF.
What are you trying to say?
Some fantasies, male, female, female. Oh, yeah. You know, all the, you know, getting into genre, you know, all sorts of patient doctor relationships, fucking, you know, barking at people and with a dog mask on, all sorts of shit. You're learning about yourself.
You're learning. Yeah, I like to walk around with a dog mask on, barking at people.
They said, and then I started reading, 62% of Field members have said they evolve their sexuality, interests, and desires within their first year of being on the app.
Interesting.
So when you're in this type of open-minded community, you end up exploring more about who you are. I love this shit.
Am I going to find out that you're walking around with a dog collar around your neck?
You might. How about this? This was an interesting stat I read. 181,000 people changed their sexuality within the first year of being on Field.
Change their sexuality.
Isn't that interesting? So you go on there, you say, I'm heterosexual. By the time you're ending with Field,
you're so not.
You're heteroflexible. You're
heteroflexible. Did you just make that up?
Nope. That's one of the, I think they got like 20 different sexualities or more.
Is that like being bi?
It means that you're open to exploring. You're flexible. Why do you think people are changing their sexuality type on there?
I think they're just wanting to change it up a little, maybe.
You think you'd change it up?
No.
You are who you are.
I am woman. Hear me, bro.
I'm not saying about your gender. This is about sexuality. This is another interesting stat.
What?
More than half of straight people are chatting with people who aren't straight.
That's pretty much what you just said, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
But that's interesting to me. You know, I think this is more common at my age.
Younger
and your age.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what the sexual orientation is of my partner.
You don't?
No. I've had partners of all varieties of sexual orientations. I don't care. Why do I care?
Okay.
You know, some people, but how would you feel though if, say, you were dating a guy who was not heterosexual, open to other genders or whatever?
How would I feel?
Yeah. You think there's, you got.
I would be only concerned about diseases.
But that could have been if they're open in relationships.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but the actual orientation, you don't think it would matter too much?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That is a good question, huh?
I haven't really thought about it.
I think it probably, I've heard it has a much greater effect on women than it does men in society.
Like women don't accept it as much?
Remember we interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
I think we used a pseudonym for him, but he was a bisexual man.
Yeah.
And he said there was a lot of stigma around how women perceived him because he was open to fucking men as well.
Right.
Very interesting.
I told you I had a friend that was very interested in having sex with transgendered females.
Yeah. The younger generations, it doesn't matter as much.
For him, he was an enigma. My generation, he was the only person I knew that would talk about
it. Yeah, you thought that was something crazy.
Something really strange.
Yeah, and now?
Now?
Commonplace.
Now?
Men, I have friends. Oh, yeah.
Who knows what's going on behind closed doors?
Who knows? Anyway, I thought...
Back in the ancient Greek times, very popular to be homosexual. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Anyway, I thought this
very
was all
very popular.
And finally, the last thing I wanted to read, by the way.
What?
In 2023, interest in switches. You know what a switch is?
You can switch to a male, switch to a female?
No.
What?
The fuck kind of statement is
no. What do you mean switches?
Switches are people who can be either dominant or submissive.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care. They go back and forth.
Are you a switch?
I'm a switch. I can go back and forth.
Okay.
Interest in switches went up by a fifth, 20%. That's great.
Why?
I put that on my profile loud and clear. I'm a switch. I could do
whatever. Switch hitter.
Yeah, I can do whatever. Dominant, submissive. Yeah. I don't care. Either one works.
I don't care either. It's all play.
I don't
know. What are we pointing fingers at me for?
I think the pillow princess.
Pillow princess what?
Is a pillow princess
someone who lays back and enjoys the ride.
Yeah.
It's not a starfish.
Is that submissive?
Actually, it's dominant.
It's dominant.
Yes.
You're telling someone what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not necessarily a switch.
I might be.
All right.
I may
change. Who knows in 2024?
Who knows?
Anyway, I love this idea of discovering who you are through your own sex life.
Who would have thought you'd come up with that in Cam's Uppers?
I love that. Anyway, I'm going to try to get us a link so that you can get a free month of Majestic membership. I'm going to work on this.
I'm going to go on this?
For all of our Sneaky Freak listeners.
Oh, Sneaky Freaks, if you want to become a member of
Field.
Yeah. We're going to get you a link.
We have all of our favorite sponsors in our new website, sneakypod.com, sneakypod.com. And we'll put a link. Let me get it set up, but I'm going to work to get you a free month of Majestic membership if you sign up for Field using our link. You can go to sneakypod.com to get that.
And then tell us about it.
Mom.
Yes.
I think that brings us to the end of the show. You're lamenting already that we have to go?
I'm lamenting.
I want to thank everyone for making this show possible, giving us the emotional support to do this once every 3 weeks.
I get such lovely texts from people saying how much they missed it and they want us to do this more often. And please...
We're doing our best.
We're doing the best we can right now because Cam decides to go gallivanting around.
We've got a lot going on right now. It's not just me gallivanting.
We got TV shows in the works.
We're trying to make multiple TV shows.
I'm trying to make another, reality show. Not the Golden Bachelor or the Silver Bachelor or the Golden Bachelorette.
Okay. Anyway, I want to thank you for making the show possible, just expressing interest, sharing this with your friends and family.
Yeah, definitely
sending
share
us texts. These are all things that we really appreciate.
And join us on Patreon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
That's right. There you can join our Sneaky Freak community, which gives you access to our exclusive Discord. You can also find a link to that in our episode description. And you can join us for a monthly Zoom hangout. We love our Sneaky Freaks that we get to see every month. And with that,
let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and switching your little sexualities.
I love that.
Sexualities.
It fucking rhymed. She's got it, folks.
I haven't lost it, folks.
All right. Love you
guys. We love you guys.
Bye.